While the words ricocheted in the Grand Dome, Hashim kept his head low and said a silent prayer, asking for mercy like he had done thousands of times since realizing he was gay.
My name is Henrik Vilenius, and I'm the author of the Rise Up trilogy, a young adult coming-of-age story about Hashim, Alex, and Marian confronting real-life issues like climate change, corrupt politics, animal cruelty, and racial and gender equity. This weekly serialized audiobook podcast is narrated by Scott Summers.
8. Alex avoided looking at Nico as he perched on a rail in the far corner of the mall parking lot. Nico groaned.
You lost the bloody plot.
Look, I just need to get him to relax, think about other options, and get him to open up a bit.
Alex said, watching a long-haired kid doing a nerd flip.
He's got, like, this tunnel vision right now, and I've got to yank him out of it, one way or another.
Alex didn't want to go into details about Hashim's situation. He believed in loyalty and keeping his mouth shut about private matters. For Hashim's mounting anxiety, Alex blamed the pressure from his parents to comply with tradition. He didn't get why they didn't trust Hashim's judgment. His best friend was a very principled guy, for whom straying from the path was not an option. Sometimes, Alex yearned to have the same moral certainty, but he had stopped believing in God when he lost his mother.
You really think that shit would help him?
Nico said, tilting his head away. Although Alex knew Nico was not the best option for filling out his plan, he didn't have a choice. When he had seen Nico passing the hair salon, his body had acted on instinct and made Alex go after him.
He's not going to get wasted on one tiny joint, for God's sake. And it's better than booze. And it's closer to his culture.
Bollocks. Better than booze, closer to his culture. Not every cunt needs to poison their minds.
Thrusting his chest out, Alex said,
Why are you pulling this hissy fit? Don't go all straight on me. Leave it to those who want to know.
The long-haired kid fell on the ground, his legs flying to the air. Nico jumped off the rail ready to help, but the kid only brushed some dirt off his leg and got back on the horse. In a softer tone, Nico said,
And why do you need to do this?
I can't just stand there and do nothing. I don't want him to give his life away just to please his family.
So, you, as a white American, know better what he should do?
This is not some friggin' race issue, but a human issue. So don't go laying this white man's burden shit on me. And yes, I don't know what he should do. I only know what he shouldn't do. He doesn't even know the girl, goddammit, and I, as his best friend, should do something to stop him from making a big mistake.
I don't know. Nico scratched his chin. It's still a part of their culture.
Rubbing his face, Alex groaned.
Why can't we criticize them? Muslims do it to us all the time. Why are we so damn afraid of being labeled intolerant if we speak from the heart? I'm sure prearranged marriage had its uses when women were kept behind locked doors, but that's not the case in America today.
Nico thought for a moment and nodded.
Good point. And I've got to act today, because tomorrow, the deal is done.
The deal? The engagement. And that's something really hard to back out of, especially because the future bride is the niece of one of the head honchos in their community.
Alex stopped before the entrance to the mall and drew a deep breath. He knew he was shooting in the dark with this idea of getting Hashim stoned. He had always avoided pressuring Hashim to do anything that could compromise his principles. Now, he was crossing the line, and that made him nervous. Perhaps this time, the end would justify the means. A wall of cool air hit Alex as he entered the mall. He hadn't really paid any attention to how hot it was outside until now. He reached out to touch his back and felt moisture under his fingertips. He shrugged and continued walking. As he crossed the plaza, he looked through the window for his friend in vain, until he realized that the young man praying at the counter was indeed Hashim. Alex broke into a wide grin and strode in.
That's awesome, he said, reaching out to stroke Hashim's hair,
but drew his hand back as he saw it was gelled to perfection. Hashim bounced on his toes.
You think it's good?
I think it's spectacular.
Alex grabbed Hashim's hand.
Buddy, you've been reborn.
Then he turned to Juan.
And you're a friggin' genius.
Juan followed them to the entrance and said,
good luck with everything.
Responding with a small nod, Hashim let Alex drag him out.
All right. First, I need to assess your current strengths and weaknesses. Let's play this out.
What is this, life coaching?
Alex's grin didn't waver.
Buddy, you need more than that. We're going on a journey.
Could we just forget about it, whatever it is?
Too late, my boy. There's no way I'm going to give up on you. Now, we're back to the scientific method, but from the behavioral point of view.
Despite Hashim's groans, Alex continued.
We need to run some tests.
Hashim couldn't help but smile.
Oh no, not one of these. Please, God, have mercy.
Now picture me as a fine, voluptuous mistress in one of those Egyptian soaps your mom loves to watch. You know, the big boobs and latitudinous lips.
Latitudinous lips?
Alex pursed his lips to make them fuller.
Oh, mother,
Hashim said, trying to cover his eyes with his fingers.
Unperturbed, Alex lifted his chest and sashayed closer.
Oh my God, please stop,
Hashim cried.
Have mercy on my poor soul.
Alex loved every second of it. It was always fun to make Hashim squirm from embarrassment. Moreover, his friend had yet to realize the sizable crowd that had begun watching their little spectacle. Relaxing his shoulders, Alex took a wider stance.
Or do you prefer butch and sporty?
Whatever, Hashim said.
Now, close your eyes.
Hashim let his hands drop. He gasped as he saw all the people watching them.
Are you totally nuts? I'm not closing them.
Be brave. I'm the one who's making an ass of himself.
And you love it. Do you trust me?
It was time to bring out the big guns. Hashim groaned but did what he was told. Having unbuttoned his short-sleeved shirt halfway, Alex returned to the butch and sporty pose.
Okay, now you can open them.
Hashim's Adam's apple popped up as he lowered his gaze. Alex realized his friend was staring at his half-bare upper chest for God's sake.
Hey, hot stuff,
Alex said. But Hashim's attention stayed on the cleavage. Alex cleared his throat to get his friend's attention. Hashim lifted his chin.
You come here often?
Alex rolled his eyes.
I guess the weather's pretty good today,
Hashim said, rubbing his hands on his pants. Alex looked skyward, asking for celestial powers to help him get through this. Hashim crossed his arms over his chest.
How do you do?
He blinked rapidly and bit his lower lip. When no answer was forthcoming, he continued.
I didn't sleep so well last night. A lot of tossing and turning. I guess it's indigestion.
Alex dropped his head. Some onlookers laughed.
You want to come over for a...
Hashim said, giving a hesitant nod with raised brows. Alex shook his head.
Oh my God, you truly suck.
More laughs from the audience. Hashim hunched his shoulders as if in shame, and that almost broke Alex's heart. During moments like these, he felt a great surge of affection toward his best friend, who didn't mask his vulnerability in public, something Alex hadn't been able to afford since his mother died. Alex slung his hand over Hashim's shoulder and hugged him in front of all these people.
Don't worry about it, he said.
As he pressed himself against Hashim, he felt a slight tremor going through his friend's body. He detected the familiar musky odor as his nose rested in the nape of Hashim's neck. However, generously doused in Fierce by Abercrombie and Fitch, Hashim's go-to scent concealed it so effectively that if you didn't poke your snout at his skin, you couldn't smell it. Leading Hashim away from the crowd, Alex felt a little guilty that he had made fun of Hashim, but it was for his friend's benefit. He had to know how Hashim would manage in a socially awkward situation. Even if Hashim looked the part, he wasn't ready yet to proceed to the next level without further instructions.
"Why did we have to do it?"
Hashim whispered as they turned the corner. Alex leaned closer and squeezed Hashim's cheek.
"God, that hair looks so good on you."
A light turned on in Hashim's eyes, and he melted into a smile.
"And when you talk to a girl, don't ever, never, ever, without exception, stare at her boobs."
Alex demonstrated it by ogling Hashim's chest with his tongue out.
"At least not on the first date."
Hashim shuffled his feet as they sat on the bench.
"I didn't."
"And never, never, ever, without provoking the wrath of God or the girl, tell her about your sleeping problems, that the weather is pretty good, or the latest update from your colon."
Alex saw a cute girl in a headscarf with her blonde friend throwing them some sidelong glances from the other side of the aisle. An idea was forming in his head as he said to Hashim,
"I'm not asking you to be a fake. Just be yourself, but the best you can be."
"And then this," he said and sprang up.
He crossed his arms over his chest and frowned.
"What does this tell you?"
Hashim bit his lip.
"Well, maybe that I'm..."
"Right. I've closed the shop. Not interested. Don't you ever bother me no more."
Alex dropped his hands, stuck out his chest, and cracked a smile.
"Whereas this tells a totally different story."
"You sure you've never considered a career in life coaching?"
First, Alex froze from the surprise, and then he burst into laughter. He sat down and slapped Hashim's arm with a loose wrist, aiming for a maximum gay effect. The girl across the aisle whispered something to her friend and giggled. Alex grabbed Hashim's hand in plain view and held it tight. Hashim tried to yank his hand free, but Alex let it go only after making sure that the girls had witnessed the whole episode.
"Didn't you see it? That Arab princess has the hots for you."
Hashim's blank face told Alex he did not.
"Now they'll start to think how to save you, how to turn you back to their team. Don't you get it?"
"Alex, you're nuts."
"For some girls, that's like the hottest thing imaginable, turning a gay boy straight," Alex said.
Voice cracking, Hashim said,
"You're not serious."
"I think that if the girl is hot enough and knows her moves, she can charm any snake she wants."
Hashim thrust his chest out.
"Really?"
Turning his attention to Hashim, who was gazing at the girl in the scarf, Alex could actually see the glint in his friend's eyes.
"But that's only plan B. Not that you need it with that handsome face of yours."
Hashim responded with a slow smile as Alex gave him another squeeze on the cheek. Alex stretched his neck to see over the grocery store's fruit island and smiled to himself. The Muslim girl and her blonde friend were still following them. Alex pushed the cart to the special food section and whispered,
"Psst, Eagle has landed. Be yourself, keep cool, and you'll do just fine. Now go and make your daddy proud."
Straightening his posture, Hashim took a deep breath. As he was holding a can in his hand, the girls turned into their aisle.
"Organic chickpeas! Excellent!"
Hashim hollered. Hashim's high-pitched tone startled Alex, but he quickly regained his composure and asked,
"What else do we need?"
Reaching for a jar of tahini, Hashim said in a low, more manly tone,
"This is made out of sesame seeds."
Alex touched his earlobe.
"What?"
He saw how the Muslim girl was throwing glances at them that went unnoticed by Hashim, who was studying the label.
"It's made out of sesame seeds. Then we need some garlic, olive oil, and coriander, all in the blender, and voila, you've got hummus."
Hashim smacked his lips as if he could taste the rich paste in his mouth. The blonde one stepped up and took hold of the tahini jar.
"I've never tried it, but it sounds easy."
"But remember to rinse those peas properly,"
Hashim said.
"With garlic in the mix, you end up..."
"Don't say it,"
Alex cried out. The universe came to a standstill until the Muslim girl said,
"Gassy, I know it."
"And burping,"
Hashim added, making a face. Real smelly burping. Alex's shoulders slumped and a sorrowful sigh escaped his mouth as he slapped his own cheek.
You should try parsley, the Muslim girl continued. It really helps.
Alex yanked his hand off his face and sighed again. The blonde girl shrugged and smiled as if she could hear what Alex was thinking.
These two seemed to be a match made in heaven. They had already found an interesting topic to converse on. Long live smelly burps.
However, Alex couldn't simply leave these two to their own devices at this early stage.
My main man Hashim here is actually a master chef, Alex said. Tonight, he'll do a buffet of Mideastern delicacies. And maybe he'll do you too. I mean,
for you too, if you ask nicely.
Interesting offer, the blonde one said. I wanted to ask my girl here.
Don't.
Shushing her friend, the blonde continued.
Right, so I was saying, on Sunday there's this concert.
In Lake Park,
Alex said as he saw Hashim stealing glimpses at the girl with the scarf. He decided it was better to give these lovebirds some FaceTime. He exchanged a knowing smile with the blonde girl and cocked his head toward another aisle.
We'll be right back.
Out of earshot, he asked her,
Would you both like to come to a party tonight?
Thank you for listening to the Rise Up Trilogy podcast. For more information, go to my website, henrikvillenius.com.